epilogue of the Sixth Symphony by Arnold Bax, the subject of today's essay by his secret admirer Tom Service. And you can hear Bax's tone poem November Woods at around 20 to 12 tomorrow morning in Essential Classics with Rob Cowan. Well, in the essay at the same time tomorrow night, Lucy Skeeping talks about a composer who's particularly special to her, Thomas Ravenscroft. That's at a quarter to 11 tomorrow night here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio, and you can listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction, and Fiona Torkington's here to present it, making a welcome return.
Oh, Jonathan, thank you. Well, I'm going to invite you to step into the very strange world of the Belgian one-man orchestra Nico Usque and his Bamboo Theatre.
Thank you.
Well, how are you? I have missed you, and it's very nice to be back. That was Nico Uske and his Uske Orchestra, She and a Theatre of Bamboo, whatever that is. Well, later on tonight, hot off the press, recorded at the Vortex in London last night, I've got a couple of numbers from Fringe Magnetic for you from their last concert. Their band leader, Rory Sims, is such a good friend of Late Junction. So that's a little bit later on tonight. But this is the duo I want to come and live with me. Or at least I could maybe borrow them for a day so that they could pop up randomly and sing me one of their quirky songs. I do love them. Ruth Goller and Alice Grant, known as Normal Gimbal.
In the world of nightingales where Hannibal and Zanzibar saw a dwarf eating Rinpoche's riding on a unicorn, signalling with one pink hand, follow me to understand how my creatures grow in here to talk to foreign butterflies who flutter by through sky and rain, call obnoxious spirits name, banish her from sight and sound and call the angels to the ground.
Well, that That's Connie, Vet and Martha, collectively known as the Boswell Sisters, and Heebie-Jeebies, recorded in 1930. And they followed Normal Gimbal, who say they lived their lives in furry woods, stealing Stilton and holding tongues. It wasn't always easy because parents sometimes mess you up and love can be too intense. And their advice is the only way out is biting. But fortunately, the end result of these experiences was I Like You, Bite You, their first album, and an intriguing and engaging collection of scary lullabies. And Ruth and Alice, I'll give you my address and you can just move in and sing to me. Well, from scary lullabies to Nordic noir, Mammon has been a hugely successful series on Norwegian television. It's a chilling unfolding of events centred around a journalist called Petter Verås and his family. And I'm told it's coming to UK TV screens before too long. And when it does, listen out for the music, because the score is written by someone we love very much on Late Junction, Jager Jazzist's drummer Martin Horntveit.
I didn't feel so alone. The first time I held you in my arms, sitting under the cold, all the smiles that you and I shared.
Oh, do you like that? I do hope so. That was the 22-year-old Norwegian singer Marius Beck. I met Marius at a small art gallery in Oslo. I think it was back in September. Magne Furuholmen of A-ha was hosting the opening of an exhibition of the woodcuts he's done, which are based on Beatles songs, and he'd asked Marius to sing. Well, Marius did a version of For No One, which is one of my favourite Beatles songs, but he moved me to tears with it. Marius has just been recording with Magne, and his first EP is just released. And from that was a song called Last Forever. And the good news is that Marius is going to be one of the guests of the Eric Whittaker Choir, who are performing at the Union Chapel in London next Monday. And fingers crossed that Marius is going to pop into the Late Junction studio and record something for us the next day. Before that, that was part of Martin Hortveit's score for the Norwegian TV series Mammon. And if you're well into your Nordic noir, then watch out for that one coming to the UK before too long. Well, let's go from dark to light. Ljus is the title of this piece for Nickel Harper by Johan Hedin. Thank you. Well, traditional Norwegian cattle calling inspired that duo between Karin Krog and John Sermon. That's from their album Folkways. Joby Burgess was playing Glockenspiel just before in a piece called White Ribbon by Max de Wardener, and Nicole Harper to start with. Johan Hedin playing his own composition, Ljus or Light. I'm Fiona Talkington with you here on Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Now, last night at the Vortex in London, the band Fringe Magnetic played their very last concert, and they've very kindly given it to us for Late Junction. So I'm going to play a couple of numbers from that tonight. The first number is called Cross the Border. It features the singer Elizabeth Newgore. And to set the scene, here's the band leader, Rory Simmons.
It's great to be at the Vortex tonight, celebrating the last Fringe Magnetic gig. So Fringe Magnetic actually started in about 2007. We've made three albums now. And it's been a really great sort of experience watching the ensemble sort of unfold and develop different soundscapes and palettes and, you know, really exploring the instrumentation and adding different influences as my tastes have evolved and the band's tastes have evolved. And I'm really proud of the arc of the three albums. I think it kind of shows quite an interesting potted shape of what I've been listening to and the way that I've started to reinterpret the music that's kind of excited me. And it's sad that it's the last gig tonight, and it's great to be at the Vortex celebrating that. I just felt that it's great when you see something through to a conclusion, and we might play again at some point in the future, but it's I feel it's quite nice to actually have a sort of neat ending at the moment. And these three albums I'm really proud of, and it's nice to feel I can now move on to the next project and whatever that may be. Well, there's lots of things in the pipeline, so yeah.
Leave.
Cross the Border from Fringe Magnetic, recorded at the Vortex in London last night at their last concert. Well, Elizabeth Newgall was the singer there, and guest singers have always been an important part of Fringe Magnetic's makeup, as Rory Simmons explains.
We've had some amazing guest singers through the years that the ensemble's been going since 2007. I call them guests, but they're kind of an integral part of the ensemble. Elizabeth Nygaard from Norway, who sounds amazing on all the records and brings something really light but really intense to the songs, and an amazing lyricist and an amazing performer as well. Her communication every time she performs is really hypnotic and great to be around, and a really beautiful spirit. So it's been great working with her. Andrew Plummer, who is also featuring on tonight's concert, is just a great character, and has such a brave artistic kind of vision of something which is, you know, really quite intense but so committed. When you watch him perform, it comes from this kind of beef art Tom Waits sort of place, but with something truly idiosyncratic of himself. And Andrew Plummer's contribution at tonight's gig is this tune that we wrote for the new album, which is called Stitched In and Back Under, which is actually... the inspiration for the lyrics is taken from a book called Geek Love by Catherine Dunn, which is a very surreal book about a travelling circus in America, a travelling freak show in America, and Andrew's performance of this song and what he's added lyrically and vocally is brilliant, and looking forward to playing it tonight.
Spread from my naked she lays, split snow white punt canvas oozes, where with warm milk porridge is made. Her knife rasps blood drenching her praise. Together we'll stay family. No heads, nor thoughts, nor wastage. The glass kind shinely on the grain. Guts warm nerve sinking back in and under. No passion, no rules, no play. Raised echoes, square hits with fury. Swarming vermin hold me out. I'm a bag of worms, a snuff lantern body. Confusion amongst the threads. A network of knots stitched in and under.
Squid scream, light scream, dodgeball scream. Her tattooed face full of hooks and glory. Her shoulder drops, forklifts midway. She's a chef's tongue, ophidian lick cleavage, leaving the service to me. She croons, chews, and snaps moans from memory. I'm a footstool, filament like play. Sense deep, I sink back in. I'm on guard.
Well, that track was called Stitched In and Back Under. Fringe Magnetic and Andrew Plummer recorded at the Vortex in London last night. It was their last concert, so let's give them all a name check. On bass clarinet, James Allsop, John Shinwell on clarinet, Tori Freestone on flute, Kit Massey on violin, Natalie Rosario on cello, Jasper Hoiby on bass, Ben Reynolds on drums, Ivo Neame on piano, Alex Bonney on trumpet and electronics, and a big cheer for Alex because he did the mix for us today. And Alex Fiennes recorded the gig last night, and there's one more very important person. That's Rory Simmons, trumpet composer and founder of Fringe Magnetic and the producer of their three great albums. Well done. I've got some more music from last night's gig to play you in another edition of Late Junction. Now, here's a great trio from Teesside. They're called The Young'uns, and they fell under the spell of folk music when they were 17, and they're still just in their 20s. Their album Never Forget is just out. From that, here are two sea shanties, Blood Red Roses and Shallow Brown.
Boots and clothes are all in. Pawn! Hey! Go down, your blood red roses, go down. It's bleeding drafty round Cape Horn. Go down, your blood red roses, go down. Oh, your pink sand poses. Go down, your blood red roses, go down.
Me, dear old mother, she wrote to me.
Go down, your blood red roses, go down.
Oh, son, won't you come on from sea?
Go down, your blood red roses, go down. Oh, your pink sand poses. Go down, your blood red roses, go down.
She sent me money, she sent me clothes.
Go down, your blood red roses, go down.
I drank the money, I pawned the
clothes. Go down, your blood red roses, go down. Oh, your pink sand poses. Go down, your blood red roses, go down. Go down, go down, go down.
Hey, round Cape Horn we almost
go.
Hey,
go down, your blood red roses, go down.
For that is where the whale fish
blow. Go down, your blood red roses, go down. Oh, your pink sand poses.
blood red roses go down. Oh, yeah, pink sand posers. Go down, your blood red roses go down. Go down, go down, go down.
Well, it's farewell, Juliana. Shallow, shallow brown. So goodbye, Juliana. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. Well, get me clothes in order. Shallow, shallow brown. For a packet sails tomorrow. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. Oh, me wife and baby grieve me. Shallow, shallow brown. For it breaks my heart to leave thee. Shallow, oh, shallow brown. But it's farewell, Juliana. Shallow, shallow brown. And goodbye, Juliana. Shallow, oh, shallow brown.
From the Indians, welcome the pilgrims. Yes, and to the buffaloes that once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Well, and been looking for the rain. Just like city that stagger on the coastline, living in a nation that just can't take much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, I never had a chance to grow. Well, I never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. It's a time when all of the hillers done been killed or been betrayed. Yes, people know it's winter. It's winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because, well, nobody knows what to say. Brother, save your soul. Winter in America. And the Constitution was a noble piece of paper. and which free society will you struggle but to die in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, unemployed, hoping that it rains. Well, they've been hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, they're watching the last-ditch races go marching across the floor. And like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams and never had a chance to grow. Well, they never had a chance to grow. If somebody won't know, tell them it's a winter. It feels like a winter in America. It's a time when all of the healers, people who could help us, done been killed. They've been betrayed. Yes, people know it's something wrong. Feels just like winter. It's winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because well, nobody knows what to say. The sisters save our babies. Winter in America. It's winter. You feel like winter in America. Yeah, it's a time when all of the healers, brothers who could help us, done been killed. They put them in jails. Yeah, people know it's something wrong. Everybody ought to know winter. It seemed like winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because well, nobody knows what to say. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because well, nobody knows what to do and what to do. Truth is there ain't nobody fighting, because nobody knows what to say.
Gil Scott Heron and Winter in America. And I was playing that from a compilation by the energetic, insightful, inspiring Pat Thomas, who I had the pleasure of meeting at the Wire magazine's Off the Page Festival in Oslo in January. And Pat also owns the most wonderful red coat, which I covet. The Young Uns just before, they come from Teesside, and they are Sean Cooney, David Eagles and Michael Hughes, and a couple of very good sea shanties from their excellent album out this week called Never Forget. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. I just want to say a big thank you for your welcome back messages. Very sweet of you, and I've missed you too. Now, Lily Boulanger was the younger sister of the hugely influential composer and teacher Nadia Boulanger. Lily died in 1918. She was just 24. but she'd already made quite a mark as a musician herself, and she was the first woman to receive the Paris Conservatoire's Prix de Rome Award. Well, I thought you might like this tonight. It's her setting of an old and very wise Buddhist prayer. Let all creatures freely move, each one in the path which to him is assigned.
Thank you.
The Monteverdi Choir and the London Symphony Orchestra and tenor Julian Podger, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, with Vieille Prière Bouddhique, the Old Buddhist Prayer by Lily Boulanger, which she wrote in 1979, the year before she died at the age of 24. Now, here's a singer who was new to me, but when I heard him, I was immediately captivated by his voice. He's called Javar, and this is a song called Id Halil. That was Giovanni Solima's Violoncelle Vibré, played by the eight cellos of Cellophony from their brilliant album Vibré. And you can hear them live on the 4th of August at the Church Stretton Arts Festival. And the beautiful voice just before was Javar and a song called Id Halil. And I'm going to let the cordet say goodnight to you from 1956. This is Teenage Goodnight. And I hope you can join me again tomorrow at the same time.
Good night, good night. Good night, good night. Our school dance is over. They're dimming the lights. Let me hold you close for just a moment.
hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Violin and piano for this first hour or so tonight. It's a recital by two young players, the Czech violinist Roman Patočka and the Slovakian pianist Matej Arentarek, one they gave at the Czech radio studio in Ostrava in the Czech Republic in 2012. Their Brahms' second violin sonata is to come. And first of all, he heard the two of them in Beethoven, and a piece he said was almost like a concerto, his Kreutzer Sonata. The pianist Charles Rosen comments in his book, The Classical Style, that the Kreutzer Sonata has a first movement unequalled in formal clarity, grandeur and dramatic force by anything Beethoven had yet written.
Thank you.